stand by all stations.
Attention! All disc 5 bells, move in immediately.
Let's go! Fire!
Fighters! Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody, Tim Collins, and their country editor friend, Tom Culpepper, in the editor's living room, right after they've been talking to a committee of businessmen and a group of people employed by the Cotter Tool Company. Both these groups are seriously affected by the disastrous Cotter Company fire, a fire that leveled the town's only industry, throwing men out of work and threatening business for the merchants. Editor Culpepper's answer to all this is to see that Turner Lawson, the town council president, who doesn't believe in what he calls fancy firefighting frills, that Turner Lawson is defeated in tomorrow's election. Well, we'll learn just how successful Tom Culpepper's campaign is right after this important message. Let's go, firefighters! Let's go to the living room of the fighting editor, Tom Culpepper, where he is sitting with Chief Cody and Tim Collins, much disturbed by the events of the day. It is late at night, on the eve of the fateful election in which editor Tom Culpepper hopes the people of Plum Valley will rally to his cause, go to the polls, throw out Turner Lawson, and elect men who will realize the importance of an efficient fire department for the town. As he sits slumped in a chair, bone-tired from the long day's activity, Tom Culpepper says,
I wonder if there's anything more I can do.
What do you mean, to ensure the defeat of Turner Lawson?
Yeah, it's late, I know, long past midnight, and the polls open at 7 in the morning, but still I wonder if there isn't something.
Well, I'd say you've done everything humanly possible, Tom. You've written editorials, stopped people on the street, talked to committees.
Yes, yes, I know, and right now, before tomorrow's election, and we learn what the people say, I want to thank you both. You've both been wonderful to devote your vacation to this campaign.
We haven't done much, Tom, compared to you. You're the one who's been working night and day.
And right now, with the election just a few hours away, I wonder if it's been enough. Turner Lawson is a strong man in this town, a man people fear. A lot of them will think twice before they vote against him.
Yes, sir, but after today's fire, the Cotter Tool Company burnt to the ground, don't they see now that fire protection, real fire protection, is a must in this town?
Yes, you'd think today's sorry experience would be enough to convince them. But then, on the other hand, they know that Turner Lawson, the big man in Plum Valley, is against spending money on fire protection. And a lot of them will vote the way they think Lawson wants them to.
I think you're unduly pessimistic, Tom. After all, people aren't blind to what's best for their own interests. And I claim the Cotter fire has opened their eyes.
Well, tomorrow will tell. You men better turn in and get some sleep. You must be dog tired.
What about you, Tom? Little sleep wouldn't hurt you either.
No. You go up ahead. I'll turn in by and by.
But, Tom, there's nothing more you can do tonight. Don't you think you'd...
You and Tim hit the hay. There's a few more calls I want to make. Folks, I want to tell about tomorrow's election.
But, Tom, it's after midnight. People will be in bed.
Most of them, yes, but there are a few on night shifts here and there. I want to see them. Make sure they turn out to vote and against Turner Lawson.
Leaving the chief and Tim to turn in, Tom Culpepper goes out into the night, campaigning up to the last moment for a fire service that will protect Plum Valley. It is now the next day, the day of the momentous election. Tom Culpepper is haggard and drawn from lack of sleep, waiting for the hour when the votes will be counted. Chief Cody and Tim sit quietly by, trying to be as encouraging and hopeful as possible.
Tom, you're going to have the gosh-awfulest bill for shoe leather you ever saw if you don't sit down.
Yes, I know. I'm as nervous as a cat, but I can't help it. What time is it?
Oh, 5:30, just a half an hour yet.
Yeah, half an hour before polls close. A couple hours or so to count the ballots. Man, this has been a long day.
It can't do any good to worry, Tom. Come on now. Sit down on the steps with Tim and me here and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks. Guess I might as well. Yeah, just give me a little cream, no sugar.
All right.
Thanks. You boys have been mighty helpful today.
I'm predicting your man will win in a walk. Even if Turner Lawson is a big shot in this town, folks are no fools, Tom.
Well, if my man doesn't win and Turner Lawson gets back in as council president, I can tell you one thing.
What's that, Tom?
Tom Culpepper will be washed up in Plum Valley.
Oh, come now, Tom. It won't be that bad. You can still rebuild the Courier and carry on your fight.
No, I'm afraid not. As I see it, this is the most important fight of my life. I've really given everything I've got to convince people that Turner Lawson is no good for them. If they refuse to believe it and still elect him, why, I might just as well pack up and get out of town.
Well, I agree with the chief. I say the people have had enough of Turner Lawson and costly, senseless fires. Why?
Hope you're right, Tim. But if you're not and Lawson gets reelected, he'll do everything he can to run me out of the business. I know him. He's a mean, revengeful man.
Well, the die is cast now, anyway. It's in the hands of the voters. And I said, hey.
What is it, chief?
Voters. That reminds me, you're a voter, aren't you, Tom?
Sure am. Never miss an elect. Hey, you're right. Good gosh, I haven't voted yet. What time is it?
6:10.
Polls close in 10 minutes. You better get a move on, Tom.
How do y'all like that? I'm so busy telling other people to vote, I forget all about it myself. Where's my hat?
Yes, it is a tough day for Tom, all right. Sweating out the election returns. A day which may decide the fate of his future life in Plum Valley. Or as he says, if the townsfolk reject his plea for a new council and better fire protection and re-elect Turner Lawson, it'll be mighty difficult for him to carry on his work in the town. Will Plum Valley stand back of their fighting editor, or will they vote the way Turner Lawson wants them to? The answer to that fateful question Tom Culpepper is about to learn as 2 hours later, he waits nervously in his living room, staring at the telephone. The chief and Tim are with him.
Yeah. Ballots ought to be counted by now. What's holding them up, I wonder?
Oh, take it easy, Tom. Plum Valley isn't the biggest town in the world, but it does take time to sort out the votes.
John Runyon down at the poll said he'd call me just as soon as they learned the results. Maybe the news is bad. Doesn't want to call. Do you suppose?
Oh, it's only been 2 hours, Tom. Give them time.
Time seems all I've done today is count the slow, dragging hours. I got it. Hello? Yeah, John. Yep. All in, eh? Yep. What? Oh, say that again, John. Wowee! Thanks a million, John.
Hey, you don't have to tell me, I know.
Turner Lawson is defeated more than 3-1. It's a landslide for the new council. Jiminy darn, I feel 100 years younger.
Congratulations, Tom. I was sure the folks of Plum Valley were on your side.
Oh, 3-1, brother. I'll bet Turner Lawson has a bad night tonight.
And you talking about packing up and getting out of town. You, not Lawson, are the biggest man in town now.
I don't want to be a big man in any town, Chief. I just want to see Plum Valley have, among other things, a fire service that will prevent the awful losses we've suffered in the past. And I...
Maybe Turner Lawson's demanded a recount.
Oh, don't joke, son. I wouldn't put it past him. Hello? Oh, yes, Bert. Yes, John just called. Yeah, congratulations.
That must be Bert Barton, the newly elected council president.
Yeah. Yep, you did? Oh, that's the stuff. You fellas don't waste time, do you? Oh, say, that's fine. That's great. Yeah, you bet I will. Thanks, Bert. Thanks a lot. Bert Barton, the new president, says right after the results were in, he called an emergency meeting of the new council.
Say, that's action for you.
And the first item of business was Plum Valley's new fire department. They've already authorized a new engine and are meeting tomorrow to authorize the organization of the new firefighting personnel.
Good work. Say, I guess this town is really wide awake now.
And, Chief, Bert has a suggestion. I think it's a good one.
What's that, Tom?
He wants me to ask you if you and Tim would consent to remain in Plum Valley for a while longer and help us organize our new fire department.
Well, what do you think, Tim?
I'd say it was a swell idea.
Good, then it's settled. We'll begin tomorrow. Wait a minute. Hello? Yeah?
Well, that was a short conversation.
Well, who was it?
Turner Lawson.
Congratulating you?
Hardly that. He said I'd won this round, but that he would ruin me if it was the last thing he did.
In the wake of his joy at winning the election, Tom Culpepper gets an ominous warning from his old enemy, the defeated Turner Lawson. Will he, can he, ruin Tom? And will he try to stop the new council's plans to give Plum Valley a new fire department?
We'll learn the answers to these questions in the next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In a moment, Chief Cody will be back with a word for all of you boys and girls. But first, a message you'll want to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with his message for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. I want to read you a brief news item someone sent me the other day. Four passengers of a bus were injured, one critically, when the vehicle struck ladder truck number 21 following its response to a false alarm. Four people hurt because some criminally thoughtless person turned in a false alarm. Now, I know you junior firefighters understand the seriousness of false alarms, but many people do not. You can help the fire department in your town by teaching your friends the grave danger of tampering with fire alarm boxes. False alarms are serious and sometimes fatal business. Help keep them down in your neighborhood, won't you? Well, that's all for now. Till the next time I drop in, so long!
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on this same station the next time you hear...
I said, let's go!
Let's go! Fire, fire!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.